Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Well, tonight, November 5th, we'll begin a series of grief sessions every Tuesday until the end of the year, 2019. The title for this session is Preparing for the Storm, Preparing for the Storm, the Holidays, the most difficult time and emotional months of the year are November and December, which are two family holiday gatherings, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Our ministry has written two books, and in the second book, which is a manual, in the last pages of this manual, it states, give yourself permission to grieve. Grief is a normal and necessary. The stages of grief are a normal process, but a difficult and painful journey to travel. God promises us in Deuteronomy 31:8 and the NIV version, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And also, he will definitely send people and resources to you through this journey of grief. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. When you feel like crying, let the tears flow. It is also healthy for these feelings to happen. I hope that these sessions will give you encouragement and healing through the storm. We are asking our Father God to be in the midst of all of these sessions and let his Holy Spirit touch each person who has lost a special loved one. May God be the glory. The book I will be using are four small books written by Kenneth C. Hall, founder and director of Stephen Ministry, Journeying Through Grief. Last year, I did a total of 4 months, November, December, January, and February for each book. In my studio, I am surrounded by many books, different types of books, but these books seem to be more helpful in the process and journey through grief. These books can be purchased through Stephen Ministry. The reason why I have named the topic preparing for the storm, the holiday. It will be a storm. We have seen on TV many hurricanes and tornadoes, or maybe you have experienced one of them yourself. The devastation and emotions of the loss of life and home during the storm. But you are still here. We have an awesome and mighty God that is still walking through this journey with us. As I read in Deuteronomy 31:8 before, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there looking out what He can do to help you through this time in your life. I would like to bring a special guest on for a few minutes. Frieda Denise Brown is one of our seasoned water walking widows. Denise and I have similar stories and journeys. Our husbands were friends, firefighters. Both died in the month of June. Birthdays are in December. My husband was given a humanitarian award by the fire department. And later, her husband was given the same honor, and I was the presenter. It's amazing how God put people together. This is how our friendship all began, with similar stories and journey of our husbands. Denise has referred many, many widows to our ministry and also have always been an awesome supporter of this ministry. So I would like for her to tell a little bit about her storm. Denise, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, Miss Mary. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It is a pleasure to be on with you this evening and to share a little bit of my story, as you know.
Okay. I have several questions for you, and I want to ask these questions because I want them to see how you went through the storm.
Yes, ma'am.
How, when you first heard that your husband had passed?
Well, I was, my story is unique. I was on my way to work one morning, that particular morning, June 25th, 1997, and my story came on the radio. There was an announcement that a Good Samaritan was killed, and they realized that it was a City of Atlanta firefighter. Well, my heart went down to my feet, and I said, no, it couldn't be. But anyway, I picked up the phone, and I called his station, and I spoke with his chief, and he did confirm that it was my husband, and he passed as a Good Samaritan trying to help a lady whose car, automobile, has stalled on 7585 North. And a van ran into him, didn't see them, ran into the car, and the car hit him. And, of course, he was killed.
And tell us how you felt when you received this, realizing that this was your husband, the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan,
yeah,
that was killed.
Yeah, it was, oh my God, it was devastating. It was, I felt like an out-of-body experience. Now, mind you, I'm behind the wheel driving, and, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know if to go left, move over to the left lane, move over to the right lane. I'm on the expressway. So I'm very emotional, very upset, and I was able to get over into the emergency lane on the right side of the expressway. stopped my car and just, you know, I really was at a loss. But one of the City of Atlanta firefighters talked to me and said, I have, stay where you are. I have the firefighters, some firefighters coming to you. And they came. I was not far from the scene of the accident. The scene of the accident was just right before the exit I got off to go to work. So I felt like if I can just, you know, get to that scene, if I could see the car, if I could, you know, see him, or I didn't know. But anyway, I was so devastated. And if you can imagine, you know, not knowing what to do. But the firefighters came to me. They consoled me, of course, and they were in need of consolation themselves. And then they drove me home and took everything over from there. They drove me home, and one of the most devastating things I had to do, other than realizing that it was my husband that was killed, was to come home and tell my children. But thank goodness I had people here with me that could help me in delivering this message to them. And, of course, it was really, really, really devastating for the two of them.
How did you get through the storm the first Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday?
Oh, my goodness. It was a storm. It was definitely a storm. I love how you titled this program because it is a storm, and you're walking through the storm, and you're walking through with God's hands all around you and protecting you. But what we normally did as a family, my family is here local, and his family lived out of town. So we would, choose. We would spend one holiday with one family and one holiday with the other, either Thanksgiving with his family and Christmas with mine or vice versa. So that particular year, his father called me and said, I would like for you and the kids to come down and have Thanksgiving dinner with us. And it was a long drive. You know, it was not easy, but we did. We made it. We made it to Madison. Had dinner with my in-laws. As a matter of fact, I think I remember us spending the whole weekend there. But his family was so supportive of us. And it was actually a blessing to be with my father-in-law during that time, because my father-in-law passed a few weeks later after that Thanksgiving. So I got to spend some time with him. We got to spend time with him before he passed. Christmas, it was tough. It was really tough, and it was really tough for us because his birthday, it was 2 days after Christmas. And so Christmas, of course, we spent with my family here, surrounded by lots of family. They did as much as they could, their presence, helped us a whole lot. His birthday, I don't quite remember what we did, but I do know it was a solemn time for us, a solemn time for my kids and myself. And because we normally celebrated his birthday, you know, like I said, it was a couple of days after Christmas, so he was always the holiday baby. And but God got us through all of that. He will be there for you, whether you know it or not. He is always there holding our hands, guiding our feet, guiding our minds, guiding our hearts and our steps. And I am so forever grateful. And I know our listeners hear this all the time, but I swear to you, it is the honest to God truth. He carried us through that. And there were a lot of people, not only did he carry me through it or carry us through it, he planted people all along the way to help us, and they are still helping us today, just like the next chapter of Widows Ministry is. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate our group, and I appreciate all the people that he put in our lives and in our path. I just appreciate you, and that's, you know, That's the honest to God truth. I still appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Denise, for saying that. But I have a few more questions for you. How old were your children?
My daughter was 16. She had just had her sweet 16th birthday in April. He passed away in June. My son was 11, about to be 12 in August. So he died in between their birthdays. And, you know, their birthdays were not the same that year. They were not the same at all. Well, especially my son's birthday, because my daughter got to spend her sweet 16th birthday with him, but my son didn't. And there were challenges there. There were the griefs that they went through. You know, sometimes we are so settled in our own grief that we really don't see what our children are going through. And I'm going to be honest with you, Mary, I never knew. I mean, I knew that they were grieving, but I didn't quite understand until my own father passed several years later. And I'm, of course, much, much, much older than my children were. And I knew, you know, that they were grieving. They were going through issues, their own issues, and I'm trying to protect them and keep them and guide them as much as I could. But now, mind you, I'm going from a family to a single-parent household of two kids. But I thank God he had people all around us. My daughter's high school principal, which was Dr. Robinson at Tri-Cities High School, stepped in and he counseled my daughter. At first, she didn't want to talk. And then all of a sudden, you know, there were times she would just show up in his office and would talk with him. My son, the same with his middle school, Dr. Taylor at Paul D. West Middle School, would take my son on Fridays, keep him after school, and they would play basketball, and he'd ask him questions and, you know, talk to him and try to counsel him, and did counsel him, and would bring him home. And my son, of course, and my daughter both would let me know, you know, that they were so happy that they had the principles that they had, and so was I. You know, when you're in the middle of this devastation, you don't know who's going to be there for you. But thank God they were. They were two of the ones that were there for us, along with my pastor. They talked a great deal to my pastor as well.
Okay. Yes, that is very true. We sometimes forget about our children. When we lose a special loved one, we must not forget the children. They hurt just like
that.
They may show sign of quietness, disobedience, and other behaviors. So we must remember, I know we're thinking about ourselves and how we feel, but don't forget the children, because they are going through some of the same emotions like we are. So thanks so much for sharing about, you know, what you did and what the school did for supporting you in this during this time. Because it's so important.
Yes.
I had many mentors for my son. I had a neighbor, a barber. I had a baseball, several baseball coaches. They took on my son, picking him up and doing different things for him. And also he went to a program at Morehouse as well. For boys. So I had a lot of mentors. It's important that you get mentors for your children because
yes.
you can try to be both man and woman, mother and father, mother and father, but you can't be everything for a son. You try your best,
you
but you need a mentor, and like I say, pretty much you can probably handle all the things that you need to handle and talk to as far as a daughter. But you need mentors to help with the boys because their feelings and things that they don't want to share with you, so they might share another male.
With another male. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my neighbors were so supportive of my son and just always encouraging and also told him stories of things that his father, because he was only 10 months, shared stories that his father did or said, and that encouraged him and made him smile. So, like I said, we can't forget the children. And Denise, thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing just a part of your storm, because I know you had many more. So, but you knew who got you through it. And so, audience, I wanted you to hear about someone who survived the storm, because we have to trust in God and believe in God, because He is a provider. He is a comforter. He is a healer.
Yeah.
He is a wonderful counselor, and He is the great I Am.
Yes, He is.
So thank you so much for coming on, and be blessed, and you have a great week. But I wanted to only have a less than 8 minutes more on the show. I wanted the audience to know that I will also be talking about your feelings, your emotions, preparing you for the storm, things that you can do, suggestions that you should not do. And I will also not just talk about widowers, I will also be talking about the same type of information that if you have lost a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, aunt, whoever it was special of that loss. So just knowing that I talked about widows tonight, pretty much having a widow to talk, but just knowing that I will include everyone that has had a special loved one. So these four series are a great series in helping you do this time in your life, preparing for the storm, the holidays. A reminder, I would like to read the moments. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. In every moment, thank God. Remember these moments, because God is able, but He also wants us to praise Him. He doesn't want us to just think about ourselves. So praise Him first, and then begin prayer, because He wants all the praises to Him. So that's something that I always do. When I get on my knees at night, or any time I do, I always praise Him first, give Him honor, and then ask Him and pray about others that I need Him to come in the midst of and be blessed. Well, this is winding down to the end of our show. So starting next week, I'll definitely go right into the book about surviving and preparing yourself for the holiday. But I felt that hearing a testimony of someone, a seasoned widow, and also someone that has survived the storm, that could encourage you to knowing that you too can get through the storm. Because once you go through the storm, you start seeing, you can't see your way through. But you keep on going, and after a while, it clears up, and you can see the light. And the light is God's light. So be encouraged. And please invite others to our talk show. They can call anywhere in the U.S. and listen to this show, or if they are computer savvy, they can go to the internet, blogtalkradio.com, the next chapter. That's blog, that's B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/ the next chapter. These grief sessions will continue each Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. until the end of the year. If you have any questions, you can always email me, forward, or text me. I text many of you with this information, so please text me. But it's important, share this with others because we are going to get through the storm together. And just knowing that God is able, he's right there with us, he's in the midst of all of these sessions, and he's going to help us through it. So just be patient and knowing that we're going to walk this walk together. It might be a painful one, but at the end, you're going to see the light under the tunnel. Be blessed and good night. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Listen to Donnie McCurkin. As you know, he says, I need you. He needs God, and we need him too. So be blessed and good night.
Good night.
When I go without your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle?